Dispatches from the Sofa, The Collected Wit and Wisdom of Frank Skinner. Actually, I think it's just wisdom. I've added wit. Written and read by Frank Skinner. Hello, 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 hello. I thought I'd start with something you could use as a ringtone. You see, you couldn't do that with one of those books they make from ink and paper. I recently read an advert on eBay which described audiobooks as, and I quote, "the perfect way to enjoy literature without reading." I know what they mean. Reading is a nuisance, isn't it? Why not just sit cross-legged at my feet and leave the reading to me? Introduction. I generally don't bother with introductions to books. They're like ramps designed to gently raise the reader or listener to a level where they're ready to begin the book proper. I'd say most people are happy to take on, unaided, the sudden steep incline of a chapter one. However, with a book like this one, a collection of newspaper columns, it feels polite to meet you at the door with a sight map so you can get your bearings. Of course, introductions aren't always written by the author of the book. Sometimes they're by another writer, a fan of the book, who's keen to whet your appetite and get you to share their enthusiasm for the work. That kind of introduction is much easier to write. You can rave about the book and the author's many qualities until the reader is straining like a police dog on a leash, desperate to get at the main body of the text. It's a bit trickier to whip up that kind of frenzy when you're talking about your own writing. "Read this and see how brilliant I am" is an approach that could alienate some people. Better I draw you in with a slightly more circumspect rallying call. The book comprises a selection of the weekly columns I wrote for the Times newspaper from January 2009 till January 2011. Now, don't panic. I know no one wants yesterday's papers, but the columns, though they're often inspired by a specific news story, soon break free from the shackles of topicality and produce what I would unhesitatingly describe, if I was someone else writing an introduction to this book, as timeless wit and wisdom. The initial facts become a springboard to other things. Thus, a column that begins with a description of Cliff Richard's 2011 calendar soon becomes an essay on the dangers of moderation, and another, concerning the joys of air guitar, morphs into a critique of secular society. With jokes, obviously. If there was an FAQ section, I'm sure "Is This a Toilet Book?" would be on the list. Well, by way of celebrating its 400th anniversary, I've been reading the King James Version of the Bible on the toilet of late. It helps me to understand the concept of God truly becoming man. Consequently, I've come to see every book as a potential toilet book. However, if you're actually asking me, can this book be easily broken down into shite-sized chunks? The answer is yes. Now shut up about it. Can't you see I'm trying to pass myself off as an intellectual? I'm not saying I don't talk about toilets anymore, but when I do, I try and make it sound spiritual. Anyway, I'll take your hat and coat and leave you to wander around at your own pace. If I was the sort of person who said, enjoy, I'd say, enjoy. However, generally speaking, I find such people to be imbeciles. Then again, I don't find them as idiotic as people who say squillions. Oh, anyway, I don't have time to list all the key words to look out for when assessing people's varying levels of stupidity. As a general rule of thumb, if they're reading or listening to this book and either laughing out loud or saying, "That's a really good point, I never thought of that," they are as bright as a button and ideal for breeding purposes. Now get stuck in. And don't come back till you've found at least one quote you'll use for the rest of your life. Rednet Revelation, or How I Learned to See Through the Ink and Discover the Sweet Soul Within. Having scratched around for a couple of weeks, I seem to have at last arrived at my New Year's resolution for 2009. It's a decision I take seriously. I'm extremely keen on the idea of self-improvement and always on the lookout for another piece in the perfect me jigsaw. I make my New Year's resolutions in pairs, mainly because I resolved in 1986 to learn French, and having failed to do so, have made that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?